And now, ladies and gentlemen, for your further listening pleasure...
Direct from the golf course and onto your radio, this is...
Hello, everybody.
The Fred and Jeff Show.
And good morning, everybody. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeff.
Hola, Tucson.
And I got a mouthful of fig Newton, too.
Yeah, what's up with that eating?
Well, you know,
here on this, what day is today, Fred? I get so confused.
It's Sunday. Yeah.
That's it. Sunday at 11 a.m. Welcome to the Fred Jeff Show.
Yeah, we're waiting for one of our guests is playing. We're waiting for to play something. We just decided that, it's 11 o'clock. We got to go.
Right.
Or actually 11:07. But this is the Fred Jeff Show, and we're here celebrating all the people, the places, the events, history, and culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so darn wonderful.
That is exactly right, Hank. I mean, Fred.
And we invite you to come visit us at fredandjeff.com, follow us on Twitter, and like us on Facebook.
That's right.
Please like us because we need validation.
Fred needs mucho validation.
In a bad, bad way.
And remember, this month, if you like us on Twitter at the end of the month, we're going to have a little raffle.
Like us on Facebook.
What did I say? Like us on Twitter? I sure did say that, didn't I?
You are not the social media maven that I thought you might be.
I'm really not. You know, most of the times when I put stuff on social media, I get a lot of dislikes.
Yeah, the thumbs down?
Yeah.
All right, so, yeah, if you like us on Facebook, at the end of the month, we're going to draw a name of one of our new likers.
No, all of our likers.
Oh, all of our likers.
Well, yeah, I mean, people who liked us before shouldn't be left at a disadvantage.
Well, they can like us again.
No, you can't.
You can unlike us and then like us again.
Okay, fine.
So anybody who has liked us up until the end of this month, which is July... we have a big raffle. We have a big raffle, and we have a bunch of prizes to give away.
That's right.
Such as tickets to, I don't know, something. We'll
stuff.
Find. Stuff.
Tickets to Padres games, Padres games, food, $25 gift certificate to Honor Roll Sushi. We got all kinds of stuff. Sky, what's the...
the Mount Lemmon Sky Center.
Mount Lemmon Sky Center for two.
We're reserving that for something special.
Yeah, something special is not you taking a date to the Mount Lemmon Sky Center, Fred.
No. That's not what I'm talking
about. Because not only would that be special, it would be kind of unusual.
What, that I would have a date?
I didn't say that. Did I say that?
Maybe. No, because in a few minutes we're going to introduce one of our guests today. We have like a lot of guests today. But we're involved in a special little contest next month, and that's going to be a prize for that contest.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. We've already talked about this.
Oh, let's talk about it again right now.
Well, all right, let's do that. All right, so we in the studio with us, we have Christy Spencer. She is representing St. Luke's Home. And in a moment of weakness, I think I was drinking tequila at the time, she talked us into doing this contest called Noche Caliente.
Nice pronunciation.
Which means hot evening.
Correct. As though it's not hot enough in Tucson, Arizona in August.
Oh, yes.
We're going to make it hotter.
And so, explain a little bit about. Well, let's talk about St. Luke's first, because this is the focal point of the event.
St. Luke's Home is celebrating its 32nd year in caring for our elderly of limited financial means here in Tucson, and we provide a home for 64 men, women, and/or couples here in Tucson, and they pay what they can afford.
That's a great service you guys provide.
It's a fabulous service. In
Absolutely.
Fact, St. Luke's Home is really the only organization like it in the state of Arizona. We receive no state or federal funding, and we're able to provide this much-needed assistance to our elderly through the gracious support of this community and individuals and businesses. So
That's
thanks,
awesome.
Guys.
Well,
you know, we had some ladies from the...
Board of Visitors.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the Board of Visitors. Regular listeners, I can't remember, but regular listeners might remember that we had them on talking about the Baye,
mm-hmm.
Which is a big fundraising event. And this is actually, St. Luke's is actually sort of in the trail of one of the longest existing, continuously existing charities in our community taking care of people in Tucson.
It was there, they celebrated in March their 93rd Baile de las Flores, which is the longest running charity in Tucson.
Wow. Yeah.
So, mm-hmm.
So what have you wrangled us into?
Well, no, Fred begged me.
I can see that.
To allow the two of you to participate in this fabulous event. And really, it's another fundraiser for St. Luke's Home. And when we came up with the idea last year, we had our first Noche Caliente last year. Everybody's like, what are you, nuts? You know, nobody does an event in August. And we said, well, that's our point. We don't have any competition.
Good point.
Yep. And if you and all your listeners happen to be here on August 17th, Friday, August 17th, then we feel bad that we weren't able to escape like a lot of our Tucsonans do over the summer. And we just decided, let's have one really great party. This year is down at the Stillwell House, which is gorgeous. And it's our salsa competition of local personalities.
Which Fred is a local personality.
Well, as are you too.
Barely.
Well, yeah, you'll find yourself in this event.
Oh, boy.
So we're having our celebrity salsa competition. We're having fabulous food by El Charo Cafe, who... They own the Stillwell House.
The Flores families, you know, one of the great families in Tucson own Stillwell House.
Absolutely, absolutely. And the Flores family has been a very gracious supporter of St. Luke's Home for several years. And I don't know, guys, I don't want to scare you. Carlotta and her El Charo team is one of the competitors.
Oh,
no, we're not scared.
They got nothing on us. Are you kidding me?
You're not scared.
They got nothing on us.
So just
we are going to roll out the big guns to take out those Flores people.
Okay, well, here's
your opportunity.
You
let them know the Ronstadt brothers are coming.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Carlotta didn't seem real nervous when I went. Oh, sorry.
Of course she should. Why would she be nervous?
Yeah, she's good at hiding her emotions.
Okay. Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, Ray's the one that's probably sweating somewhere.
Now that maybe. You know, he's a mixologist. He isn't the salsa. Have you ever noticed that?
Oh, well, yeah.
We actually scored a big coup last week. We had the folks on.
Fred.
Well, they know. Okay, we have a secret ingredient.
We have secret ingredients. If you heard the show last week, you'll know what those secret ingredients are. But if you didn't, too bad.
Oh, love it.
Yeah,
love
we have
it.
A secret ingredient. And we actually might have some secret recipes, too. Yeah, but these
recipes are so secret, we don't even know them
yet. You don't even
yet.
Know them yet, yeah. Right.
Yes.
Right.
But that's the point of the contest I was getting to earlier, is that we are inviting our listeners to send in their best salsa recipes, and if we choose one of those recipes, that person not only gets to hang out with us at the event on August 17th, but they're going to get a prize package, one of the items being the night over at the Mount Lemmon Sky Center and some other some really cool stuff. So we're going to, you know, while we're sitting here talking to Christy, we're inviting people to send their salsa recipes in to Fred at FredandJeff.com. And you should go back and listen to the show last week so you know what the secret ingredient is, because we'd have to integrate it into your recipe. But, you know, beyond that, we're going to have a good time. And also, Jeff doesn't know this yet, but his history, his life, as written by his brother Fred, will be prominently displayed in the program the night of the event.
Fabulous.
I'm not
fabulous.
Coming. All right, well, thanks for coming by to share that with everybody. We really appreciate it.
And if any of your listeners are interested in more information, they can call St. Luke's Home at 628-1512. That's 628-1512.
How about a website?
St. Luke's Home Tucson.org.
And actually, right. If you go on Facebook and type in Noche Caliente, mm-hmm. the event will pop up.
That's correct. Thanks, guys.
Oh, you're welcome.
Appreciate it.
All right, folks, we got to take a quick break. We'll be right back with some more Fred and Jeff Show. Stick around.
Visit the Fred and Jeff Show online at fredandjeff.com.
Why are we proud to live in Tucson?
Because our four-star spas, guest ranches, and resorts attract admiring visitors from around the world.
And our original restaurants draw rave reviews across the country.
Because the Science and Technology Park is creating a cutting-edge biotech corridor.
And the University of Arizona leads the nation in optics and astronomy.
And because the nation's best gem and mineral showcase brings us thousands of visitors every year.
This is my Tucson, and together we thrive.
What's a monkey burger?
A simple, well-made burger, cooked to your choice.
Why monkey burger?
We called it that because come see our art on the walls. It tells a story. Monkey burger, where it's impossible to be a food snob, even if they do serve wine, beer, as well as Tucson's best burger. 514-9797.
Just drive right past Olive Garden on Broadway in Craycroft and park in front of Monkey Burger.
Casa de la Luz is Spanish for House of Light. That's what one needs when facing a terminal illness. house of light to provide comfort, support, and experienced hospice care during the end-of-life journey. The mission of Casa de la Luz is to provide superior care to patients and their loved ones so that they may complete their mission on this earth in comfort, dignity, and harmony. Founded in 1998 by Lynette Jaramillo and Agnes Poor, Casa de la Luz Hospice has become a leading provider of superior hospice care throughout southern Arizona. Whether it is in the hospital, at home, an assisted center, or a nursing home, the caring staff at Casa de la Luz will reach far beyond the usual and customary hospice service. Every service provided is a reflection of our commitment to our community. Casa de la Luz Hospice, because every day counts.
It's never been easier to enjoy downtown, even during construction.
Downtown.
And with more than 15,000 parking spaces, it's a breeze to find a spot.
Downtown.
While you're downtown, you can enjoy everything from old-class cuisine to great casual dining. Have a night out on the town with the best nightlife around.
Shop at amazing stores with unique fashionable goods that you won't find anywhere else in town. Take in a show downtown.
Explore dozens of galleries.
Downtown.
And museums support your local
downtown.
Businesses see more at
downtowntucson.org. That's a better ad. People will love that. People will go, did you hear that dumb ad for downtown? Right, see if you can do something like that, because we'll run that and pay for it.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth, Tucson's News Talk FM.
And we're back. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeff.
Hola, Tucson.
And we are celebrating all the cool stuff going on in Tucson, Southern Arizona. And there is so much stuff going on right now. And we invite you to visit us at fredandjeff.com. Check the current events button, or click on the current events button, and you will get links to all sorts of cool stuff.
That's right, Fred.
So visit us at friendjeff.com, follow us on Twitter, and like us.
Oh, have you tweeted lately?
I actually tweeted on Sunday.
Last Sunday. A week ago.
When the show was going on.
Following us on Twitter, you never know what you're going to get.
Yeah, it said we're on the air.
We could go months without tweeting, and then there's a tweet.
Yeah. So.
And what did the tweet say?
We're on the air.
Perfect.
And actually, I tweeted halfway through the show, so.
What did you tweet?
We're on the air.
Hi, Fred. All right.
So anyways, in studio with us, this is quickly becoming one of my favorite shows of the month.
We haven't even done it.
No, we've done it. This is like the third or fourth time.
So this show's a repeat?
Yeah.
Perfect.
So you're,
why did I come?
I know right now you're actually in bed, on a Sunday morning, waiting for your kids to bring you breakfast or something. I don't know.
That would be so nice.
Yeah. So, no, but we've been doing this thing monthly about celebrating our downtown.
Downtown.
Yeah, that's very nice.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's quickly becoming my favorite commercial as well.
It can't be as good as the Casa de la Luz commercial.
No, it's better.
It can't be as good as the Ronstadt Insurance commercial.
Alec could come up with something better than the Ronstadt Insurance commercial.
Probably true.
Anyways, so we in the studio with us is Caitlin Jensen from the Tucson Downtown Partnership. Right.
Close. Downtown Tucson Partnership. Downtown Tucson.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, okay.
This is my favorite show. Who are you? You know, folks, you can't see him, but Fred's got new glasses on. You look like Woody Allen with no hair. You really do.
Well,
I know people tell you those glasses look good, but holy cow.
Very hip. Very hip. Stylish.
Don't help him. So, all right, yeah. The pretty girls think you look good. I must be mistaken.
All right, good. Good, good. So anyways, Caitlin, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks so much for having me back. I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, we love this stuff. Now, downtown Tucson, there's a lot of construction going on. The light rails or the Mon Street cars coming through. They finished the asphalt work on 4th, and they're moving through the downtown. What's going on?
The progress they're making on that is just amazing.
Who's
4th
they?
Avenue, they...
Because I always thought they were like the Van Patten family or something.
No.
People can never tell me who they is.
This is wonderful, they. This is, of course, Granite Construction, who's just been wonderful.
Perfect.
They have been such a pleasure to work with. We're really happy to have them down there. And as far as we can tell, this project is on or ahead of schedule. So we're really excited.
Yeah, it's actually, they is the regional transportation... The Regional Transportation Authority, the RTA.
I like they.
Yeah. They're doing a good job.
They are doing
a good job. They are. We're
so impressed. Whenever you say they, so they're responsible, those guys, they told me.
It's now we know.
Granite Construction or the Regional Transportation Authority.
Why not?
Okay,
we'll go
perfect.
With that. Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. So
I kind of put you off your game, didn't I? Here are your notes.
Oh, thank you. Okay, I feel better now. Thank you so much.
So you're kind of part of the show now. It's okay for us to harass you.
No one actually listens, right? No?
Just our mom.
Oh, okay, yeah. Good. Okay, good. Yeah, actually, there's great artwork going on the fences right now. Have you guys seen that at all?
Oh, it's cool. Now, who's doing the ribbons in the fences?
They?
That was another they. That was Amy Pike from A Perfect Pantry. She's a great downtown business owner.
Yeah. And she was actually in the show.
She was.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that was June.
Right.
Amy was on. Oh, yeah, she was on 2 months ago.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's right.
Yeah, she has a great little shop over there. I love it. Tons of just cool, hip stuff. You can really tell all the items have been selected uniquely for that store.
Oh, yeah.
So she has all the ribbons up. And now there's this dinnerware art space has been organizing this. I think it's called Night of a Thousand Drawings.
Love dinnerware.
Oh, they're
love
they're
dinnerware.
Amazing.
Awesome.
I just walked up Congress the other day, and there's art all over the place, all over those fences. Just people, once again, this is why I love Tucson. It's a grassroots thing. People coming out to beautify, to show support for downtown. It's great. It's one more reason to come downtown. It's fabulous.
Well, give us some other reasons.
Oh, well, there's a lot happening. This is a summer that you just will not want to miss. It's been super busy. On the 11th, we have Willie Nelson who's coming to the Fox Theater.
Oh, I'm going.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a great show.
I am a friend of Fox.
Fabulous.
And I think
great
I'm in
theater.
The middle in the third row.
Not bad.
And I need
got an extra
to go
ticket?
Well, I do.
All right.
My wife's going to Minnesota, Wisconsin.
Sounds like
for
a
business,
plan.
And
all
so
right.
She's ditching me.
So I'll go with you.
She's going to miss out. It's going to be a good
you.
Show.
All right, Fred.
I call this the IRS tour.
Isn't every tour they does from now on out the IRS tour?
Yeah, pretty much.
Or the Hangout with Snoop Dogg tour?
Yes.
Cool. Willie, so I'm loving Willie coming to town.
Willie's coming to town, and Lyle Lovett was just here. That was sold out. Such a great show.
That was like a small band.
Yeah.
The acoustic stuff.
Oh, it was. Were you there? Did you go?
No. The last time I was in Tucson, he was out at the casino, and he had the brass. And, I mean, you know, The big band. It was phenomenal. That guy's amazing talent.
Amazing talent.
And just generous
nice, just God, a nice yeah. guy. Just
absolutely.
Really fun.
Absolutely.
Great concert. Totally sold out. And let me tell you, downtown was packed after that. Yano's restaurant, great restaurant. Totally packed. People everywhere. It's wonderful to see so many people coming out and supporting downtown because there's a lot going on. We have, of course, Second Saturdays downtown.
Oh, that's next week.
That's next week.
Very cool.
As always, a fabulous lineup.
This Saturday.
This coming Saturday.
Yes.
Downtown Tucson, Second Saturdays.
Exactly. It's going to be fabulous.
Fabulous.
There's Ballet Folklorico La Paloma.
Ooh, I like the way you pronounce that.
Well, thank you. I try.
You
get it
well.
Wrong sometimes.
Yeah.
I try. Colin Shook Trio. And Funky Bones, and of course a bunch of other fantastic acts.
Sweet.
So come check that out. 15,000 parking spaces in downtown. Despite construction, don't let that fool you. It's really easy to get there.
Oh, absolutely.
It's really, actually, I think it's faster to get downtown now with the detour routes that we have than it was before the construction started.
Tool into downtown is like my favorite route now.
Oh, mine too.
You have
mine
a lot
too.
Of favorites, Fred.
I do. I just love, you know.
He's just full of love.
Full of love.
Just full of love. On a Sunday morning.
And my favorite is this Fig Newton right now.
Yes, your breakfast.
It's my favorite breakfast.
The breakfast of champions.
That's right.
As I'm eating the green apple Tootsie Pop.
They didn't bring anything for us.
No, we're not that way.
No.
Fred has some tequila in the car.
That works. little early on Sunday for that.
Yeah. Bloody Maria, first thing Sunday morning.
Here we go.
All right, so there's tons of stuff going on downtown.
Tons of stuff. There's a complete list of events at downtowntucson.org. There you can also find out about parking, all of the information on the street closures and detours going on for the modern streetcar, everything you need to dine, eat, shop, play downtown. It's all right there. It's downtowntucson.org. We also have a Facebook and a Twitter, so you can follow us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. We'll get you all of the great up-to-date information on the wonderful happenings downtown. And check out that calendar of events. Really, it's a busy month. It's busy summer. Come downtown.
Awesome.
Now, and if you follow us on Facebook and Twitter, you will be one of the first to know about the rooftop parties that we're scheduling.
What? Tell us about this.
I can't tell you too much. Details are pretty secretive right now. This is a big deal. We're going to be throwing rooftop parties throughout the summer. You're going to have to spend money at a local business to be admitted, local downtown business. So follow us on Facebook, Twitter. All I'll say, top of buildings, on the rooftops, and there's almost guaranteed to be gin.
Gin?
Gin.
As in the drink
as
or
in the
game?
Drink. As in, wow. We'll probably have a gin drink. So go over to downtowntucson.org, email us your favorite gin drink, see if we want to make it up there.
I'm intrigued.
But follow us on Facebook and Twitter. That's where you get all the details.
Perfect.
Now, one of the reasons I love the show, become our monthly downtown show, is not only do we get to find out about what's going on downtown, but we get to find out about the people who are making downtown really sing. And you brought a couple of people along with you today.
I did. I have Ari Shapiro from Zoom Juice and Sparkroot here, and Liz Burden, who is the, amongst many other things, president of the Warehouse Arts Management Organization. And she'll tell you her myriad of wonderful titles, I'm sure. She's an impressive woman. Ari, I spend entirely too much money down at his coffee shop.
Look at that smile on his face.
Why not?
Ari, let's start with you.
Yes.
We got about 3 minutes to go before we have to take a hard break.
You got it.
But let's talk about, why are you downtown?
Well, right now I'm not downtown. I'm up here Sunday morning with you guys. But,
nice one.
When I am downtown, I'm an urban guy at heart. I'm a New Yorker, San Francisco, and then Tucson, and I never left my urban soul too far behind. I love the potential of downtown Tucson. I see it. I've always kind of seen it. I've been here since 2000, and I just think it's kind of like a genie in a bottle waiting to be released. It's just on its way.
Now, you showed up here in Tucson in 2000?
2000, yeah.
Did you see the potential for downtown back in 2000, or were you still running from the law? And this was the place to hole up.
San Francisco still doesn't really know I'm here, so... I kind of saw it. I think geographically it's a really great if you look at how downtown's set up, like the conduits into downtown, like Broadway, 4th coming from the west side, it's kind of like this island. I saw the old historic buildings, the warehouses, the old, you guys obviously, the Rothsteins have had a big thing down there, history. So I think geographically I saw it. In terms of culturally and socially, with things like Hotel Congress, and I definitely sensed it, but the drum roll really has started in earnest a few years ago, and now I totally see it and love it.
Cool. Now tell us about your shop.
Well, I opened up my first shop, Zoom Juice, down there about 2 years ago, and it's right on Congress. It's on that first block when you get in there between 5th and 6th Avenues, and that's just a great little smoothie shop. It's the third one in Tucson, and we're well-loved by Tucson.
Oh, by the way, thank you, because I do Mimi and Maynard's every week. You guys provide a gift certificate.
Yes, awesome. We do. Yeah. Get a lot of smoothie drinkers from that. And then Sparkroot will be 1 year this August, and that's just like a really great little two-story hip coffee shop. We do beer, wine, artisan sodas from this like great little company in Brooklyn. A really, really delicious, simple food menu. And within a year, it's sort of become this kind of cool little cornerstone gathering place for downtowners as well. So, love being down there.
That's awesome.
So my glasses would fit in at your place?
You would be so welcome with those glasses, regardless of what he says.
Don't point at Jim, our engineer. Don't point at poor Jim. He's got... Oh, we're not going to talk about you today, Jim. Even though you're giving us the... We got 20-second sign. All right, well, we got a lot more to ask you. Right. We got a lot more to
find out
about you.
I would love nothing more than to spend more of my Sunday morning with you guys.
Perfect. So, folks, stick around. We'll be right back after the news here on the Fred and Jeff Show.
spiraled by gasoline prices has come to an end. After declining for several weeks, prices have been ticking back up recently. As for the rest of the summer,
here's what the experts believe. As the summer driving season comes to an end, these price increases will slow or stop. And then if there is any bad economic news in a couple of months, we'll see prices go back down. But which do you want, higher gas prices or a better economy? Apparently, we can't have both.
ABC's David Curley. The government puts the national average price for regular unleaded at $3.36 a gallon. The latest numbers come out tomorrow. Egypt's military is deciding what to do about President Mohamed Morsi's surprise announcement to recall the parliament that the military dissolved shortly before Morsi came into office. For a seventh time, Roger Federer is the men's singles champ at Wimbledon. Federer took four sets to dispatch Andy Murray and tie Pete Sampras for most men's singles titles at Wimbledon. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Thunderstorm chances will be with us this afternoon. I believe we'll get a lot of sunshine in before that, though. Looking for a high temperature of 101, 40% chance of storms later on today. For tonight, those should taper off as we go down to about 80 degrees. Storm chances stick with us all through the work week with highs just over 100. For 104.1 The Truth, Tucson's News Talk FM, I'm meteorologist Aaron Brackett.
Jim Ronstadt. Over 100 years ago, my grandfather established Ronstadt Hardware in the heart of the Old Pueblo. The Ronstadts were a pioneer family during the growth of a fledgling city, and his store was founded on hard work, craftsmanship, and good service.
This is Jeff Ronstadt, and I am proud to carry on the family tradition with my dad at Ronstadt Insurance. In these trying economic times, you may have many questions about your health care and what's on the horizon. You may be asking questions like, how do I enroll in a Medicare plan and how much will it cost? Are my prescription drugs covered? And what will my out-of-pocket cost be?
If you are confused about Medicare, call us at 721-4848 and we will help you make a confident decision about your Medicare benefits. We are insurance agents licensed by the state of Arizona and we would be honored to assist you.
That's Ronstadt Insurance. Call us at 721-4848. We are pioneers in good service.
Are you planning a special event or celebration? Call Arizona Party Rental, the number one party rental company in southern Arizona.
Dave Fitzsimmons, cartoonist here. I figured since you can buy politicians so easily these days, why not rent an entire party? So I contacted Arizona Party Rental, and they said, that's not what we do. Well, guess what I found out? I found out they rent everything you need to throw a party. You know, I'm the kind of guy who likes getting married so often, it's good to know. Planning a party or a special event? Check him out at ArizonaPartyRental.net. Now, every time I get married, I call on Arizona Party Rental. If you're like me and you say I do more often than Larry King, call on Arizona Party Rental. And unlike Uncle Sam, they understand what a tight budget means.
Thanks a lot, David. Hi, this is Ken Flower of Arizona Party Rental. Do what Fitzsimmons does. Draw your own conclusions. Visit Arizona Party Rental today on Speedway and check us out on Facebook.
At Barker Morrissey Contracting, our goal is to develop lasting relationships with each one of our clients. We measure our success on achieving that in the end. We offer the best possible combination of experience, integrity, and commitment available in Arizona. The foundation of our organization is a commitment to meet our clients' needs from pre-construction services through project build and move-in. We have experienced, cohesive project managers who thoroughly analyze each project prior to construction. We do this to provide value engineering at the front end of the project while reducing time-consuming change orders during construction. We are confident that our collaboration with you will result in a successful project that will exceed your expectations. Barker Morrissey Contracting. Straightforward, honest, and reliable. Call us at 323-3831 to set up an appointment. That's 323-3831.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth, Tucson's News Talk FM.
Welcome back, Tucson. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronson. I'm here with my little brother, Jeff.
Yes, it is. Hola, Tucson.
And we're celebrating all the great things going on in Tucson, Southern Arizona. And today is the downtown show.
That's the crowd cheering.
You know, you never get excited as I get for the downtown stuff.
I get excited about all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, but, you know, like...
This is excitement for me. Yeah. Woo!
I guess it
Pirates
is.
Are on a roll. All-Star Game was good. I mean...
All right, anyways, we're talking about downtown.
Yeah, but what else do you want me to say?
So we were talking with Ari
Shapiro. It's Sunday morning. I had a big night last night.
Well, you know that we have a show in the morning.
So I know.
Why are you doing this?
I need to see someone, Fred.
Yeah, you do. You do. A little intervention for you.
I was hanging out at Finney's Landing too much.
Yeah. Yeah, that is... Yeah, that's not a good place to be hanging out.
Yes, it is.
Well, I mean, not when you have a show in the morning.
This is true.
All right. Anyways, Ari Shapiro, we're talking to Ari at the bottom of the hour about, you know, about him, about why he's in downtown Tucson, and about his hipster shop.
Yeah. And,
does that adjective bother you, hipster?
That's such a great question. It doesn't, only because I've seen it written in books. I think like Kerouac used it, and you know, so it's been around for so long. Like if it was just a term that was coined, you know, like a few years ago,
like Kramer, the hipster doofus.
Yeah. Then I might be like, oh, you know, whatever. But I think it has like some serious history behind it and some cred. So. No, I mean, it bothers me that you're calling me a hipster, but the term itself
that
doesn't
bother me.
That wasn't
me.
I didn't call you
that
a hipster.
That was your buddy with the glasses.
Yeah, seriously, who's the hipster with those
wide
glasses?
Exactly.
I'm just a wannabe.
You're coming
though.
To my side now.
I'm just a wannabe.
A hipster in a blue t-shirt and shorts and big white tennis shoes and those glasses.
I'm going on a hash. I got to get ready.
So anyhow, let's talk about Sparkroot.
Yeah, no, but Sparkroot, it is a hipster coffee shop, but that doesn't mean that only people with, you know, big, thick-rimmed glasses are welcome there. You know, people with big, thick jewelry are welcome there, too. So,
uh-oh, now you're throwing it around.
Yes. No, we're open to all, and it's a really cool place. Like I said, like, really cool little simple menu, a lot of, like, pressed cheese sandwiches, great coffee from the San Francisco Bay Area called Blue Bottle.
Okay, let's talk about that.
Third wave coffee maker.
Is this now the coffee that you guys serve down there is from San Francisco?
Yes, it's from a great company called Blue Bottle. And Blue Bottle is part of what is being loosely termed the third wave of coffee in this country. The first wave being like, you know, Folgers, second wave being Starbucks, and third wave being this very beautiful, like, micro boutique movement of coffee and roasters. So basically, these coffee artisans are striking up very close relationships with farms. They take a lot of pride and care in the roasting process. They specify that you use very, you know, high-end equipment to make espresso shots, and it's all manual. So, you know, your lattes, your mochas, espressos are all coming from, you know, beautiful espresso machines. And then the fourth component is that the baristas be really highly trained. So you're getting a really wonderful cup of coffee, and it's Sparkroot, we struck up a relationship with them. We're their first wholesale account outside of California.
Wow.
And currently the only one in Arizona. We're doing great for them, and it's been I think of it really more as a partnership than anything. And Tucson has responded tremendously to it.
That's great.
Yeah.
And you're just in a great location, too, right next to Hotel Congress.
Love it. Yeah. I mean, right across from the hotel, and as I said earlier, I love the hotel, right across from the Hub and Playground, and everything that Cade is doing on that side of the street is wonderful, and love being, you know, a kitty corner from the Rialto. And, yeah, I kind of view that block as sort of like the entrance, you know, the gateway to downtown as you're coming, as I said earlier, from like Broadway or under the underpass.
Good for you. What are your hours?
We are open every day from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. And then Sunday from 8 to 9. So it's a good long day.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Thanks.
Well, congratulations. Keep it up, man.
Well, thank you. Yeah, you guys should do the same. Yeah. You keep it up, too. I think.
Thanks for investing in downtown.
Oh, yeah. Right. No, that's. I'm glad you recognize that, and it's my pleasure, too. And, you know, I really believe in it, and I think that it's already on the cusp of being a tremendous asset for this town, and I really think that, you know, even in light of all the things, the false starts with downtown revitalization in the past, this time it's, I can tell you, as a small business person down there, it's for real, and it's being done from, you know, the grassroots, and I think it's going to be sustainable and long-term and something that this whole city will be really proud of. And of course, with the modern streetcar, we'll have, you know, even better accessibility to it.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up, because there's a lot of negative PR on that modern streetcar, but I got to tell you, from my perspective, once that thing is done, it's going to be amazing.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I, you know, as with everything, there's always, you know, two sides to it, and it is a big investment. But the way that I like to think of it is that you know, if you really want to spur a downtown, the best thing you could do is connect it to one of the most vibrant entities in this town, which is the U of A.
Right.
You know, and they're not just vibrant, but a very big economic force and populous. So, you know, I think if you don't look at the streetcar as an end-all, but rather just as a first, you know, critical step in creating a linkage to downtown, then it starts to make more sense.
And well, then you put student housing.
Exactly.
You put some classrooms.
Yep.
And the next thing you know, you got, at all times of day, you got 3,000 kids running around. They're looking for coffee.
Yeah, exactly. It's
your winner.
I'm banking on that.
Yeah.
No pun intended.
No, good for you. I hope that's good for you.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, thanks.
Well, you know, one of the things that a downtown is really good for is feeding the souls of our citizens with the art community. And
wasn't that nice?
Yes, it was.
That was nice, Fred. Did you just come up with that?
No. These are the things I believe. I should come up with a little, you know.
Fredisms.
Fredisms. No, but, you know, the artists in Tucson are just fabulous. And some of my biggest frustrations when I was on the council is when the arts community would choose artists outside of our community to, you know, for public art pieces. And I understand the politics of it, but I was like, you know what? We have the most fabulous artists in this community, and we're just not celebrating them enough. But we have the Warehouse District. We have, you know, what Caitlin was talking about earlier. Some of the dinnerware folks are putting stuff up around the downtown. But let's talk about what's going on in the arts community downtown.
Sure.
I'm sorry. I hate to stop you just before you get started. But Fred, who is this guest of ours?
Well, I'm Liz. Yeah, let her introduce herself because
you forgot.
No,
Caitlin did introduce me earlier.
Because
to Fred's credit.
But her
different listeners.
Okay, she is on the board at WAMO.
Yes, I have the honor of serving as president of the board for the Warehouse Arts Management Organization, otherwise known as WAMO.
WAMO. You were part of the Tucson Partners. Tucson.
I also have the honor of serving on the board of the Downtown Tucson Partnership and the Tucson Pima Arts Council.
I volunteer a lot. Multiple hats. So I thought I'd just like put them all together and say, let's talk about arts, Liz.
Let's talk about arts, and we can start with the Warehouse Arts District because, you know, Ari talked about that the Congress Fifth Avenue is kind of the entry to downtown coming from the east. Well, the Warehouse Arts District is actually the entry to downtown coming from the west. For folks who don't know, the Warehouse Arts District really is near downtown. Its southern border is Toole Avenue, where all the traffic is now being routed downtown. If you're driving either east or west on Toole Avenue, you're going to notice to your north a bunch of historic warehouses that have been there since the railroad days, and that for the last 30 years, artists have been making artwork and making Tucson-defining work in that area north of there. So the southern boundary is Toole Avenue. The eastern boundary is 6th Avenue. The western boundary, we kind of keep pushing. Technically, the Tucson Historic Warehouse District stops at 9th Avenue in the Steinfeld Warehouse. But if you go just a little bit farther west, you'll find Splinter Brothers Warehouse there that's at Main and University. I mean, there's a lot of artists and arts organization, creative industries that are in that. And the northern boundary's roughly 7th Avenue, but if you push it, again, north to Speedway, you'll find some things just there on the corner of Speedway and Stone, you know, Stephen Dirks Gallery and the like that are in the area.
Now, when you say defining art in the area, what do you mean by that?
Well, we've talked about dinnerware. Mm-hmm. So dinnerware has had a space in the arts district in and around downtown since its beginning. Places like Solar Culture Gallery, which has been in the arts district, Warehouse Arts District, for now 30 years. They celebrated their anniversary just a month or so ago. You've got the Matt Bevel Institute and his kinetic art that's been in the district for about that length of time. You have the Citizens Arts Studios, which are at 6th Street and 9th Avenue, that have had a number of artists who have called that their home over the years, and as they've gotten to be more prolific, have moved out into their own studio space. You know, folks like Simon Donovan, who's known for the Snake Bridge that is coming into downtown, and like have had studio space there. It really is the artists who kept that area going, if you will, during the dry days of the 80s and the 90s by making art while in these derelict.
Classic structure.
That's it. That's a nice way of putting it. Yes.
Our heritage buildings.
Heritage buildings, no, including the Steinfeld. I mean, yeah. Dinnerware was in the Steinfeld for a long time. It's coming back. We're in the process of renovating it, and we can talk a little bit about that after the break.
I may be putting in a spot for a second, but you know, let's talk about the legacy of David Aguirre, because that, I mean,
do we have time? We have a minute before we have to break.
Let's talk about that on the other side of the break.
Okay.
So we're gonna take a quick break. And we'll be right back to finish our conversation here on The Fred Jeff Show. Stick around.
Visit The Fred and Jeff Show online at fredandjeff.com.
Shelby, how does Five Star give back to its customers?
Existing monthly pest control customers who refer a friend to us receive a discount on their next service.
How about your current termite treatment customers?
When a customer's home is treated for termites, they refer a friend who has their home treated, they will receive an additional year of service on their termite contract.
Wow, that could add up to over $1,000 in savings.
Yes, it can. Log on to our website for details on our customer rewards program.
Five Star, the natural choice. 886-0045. FiveStarTermite.com.
When Jeff and I are looking for a good cigar, we head over to Anthony's Cigar Emporium.
That's right, Fred. They have a great selection, knowledgeable staff, a comfortable environment. It's the perfect place to buy a cigar for any time.
Three convenient locations, one at Oracle and McGee, one at Crossroads Festival at Swan and Grant, and their new location at Williams Center at Craycroft and Broadway.
Come on over to Anthony's Cigar Emporium, get your cigar, and you might even run into Fred and I, and you can tell us why you love Tucson.
Women Investing, an award-winning comprehensive financial services firm, offers customized programs designed to help grow and conserve your wealth. We encourage you to explore our website at powerwomeninvesting.com and learn more about the services we provide. If you would like to make an appointment, call us at 571-9053. That's 571-9053.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth, Tucson's News Talk FM.
And we're back.
Yes, we are.
This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstein with my little brother, Jeff.
Hola, Tucson.
And we always invite you to check us out at www.friendjeff.com.
Do you always have to say www, or is it just kind of implied?
It is implied, but I say it once in a while, just because I like saying
it. But do you think you're knocking people off their game out there by, I wonder if I have to type www in or not?
I know you're knocking me off my game.
Yes, that's my goal. So who are we here chatting with, Fred?
So follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. Who are we with, Jeff?
We're here with Liz. She's from Whammo. Now, you guys have this big Frisbee tournament coming out now, don't you?
Different Whammo. Oh. They have an H in their title, and we do not. Warehouse Arts Management Organization.
There it is. So Liz Burden is here, and she's got lots of hats, all having to do
not
with
today.
Arts.
Not today. No hats on today.
How many hats today?
Today, just one, I think. All right. A downtown supporter, booster, visual artist.
What does that mean, visual artist?
It means I make things with paint and video and the like. Lighthearted subjects, though. We won't go into it.
Wait a second. But I know, because we want
this is radio, and it's going to play really well.
Right. Well, but here's my question. Do you have a website?
I do not.
Not
at this
you don't
point.
Have a website for your visual artist?
I do not. I'm one of the worst PR persons for myself, if you will. I'm really better at doing work for other artists, hence being with Whammo and TPAC and other folks and really promoting the work that other people are doing.
Good for you.
Oh, thanks.
And I'm serious about that. I appreciate folks like you that do what you do to make a living, but then you spend a bunch of your other time, you know, helping others, promoting other opportunities that people have that make the community a great place to live.
But the website that the website I can talk about if people want to see a lot about the artists that are in the district is warehouseartsdistrict.com.
Perfect.
That is the site, the portal, if you will, for the Warehouse Arts District, Tucson Historic Warehouse Arts District, that has listings and links to artist sites for the nearly 200 artist creative businesses and heritage organizations that are within that roughly 1 mile square area of the district.
200 artists?
Plus.
In that area?
There are numerous art spaces that we've got, you know, Solar Culture, for example, at 31 East Tool, and the Arches at 35 East Tool, and some spaces across the street that there are nearly 50 artists that are in that little cluster right there.
Now, do you count, like, MoCA and Tucson Museum of Art as part of the district?
They're just outside the district, so often on the Warehouse District site and on our Facebook page as well, we'll talk about other art in which to take part, which happens downtown.
Right.
And you've got, you know, the Drawing Studio, you've got the Etherton Gallery that are just south on 6th Avenue and the like that are within walking distance of the Warehouse Arts District. And so, I mean, the district has finite boundaries on a map, but infinite, if you will, in terms of really the art that's happening around downtown. And we really are connected and hoping to connect people to all of that that's going on.
That's
so
great.
Before the break, we're talking about the Warehouse District and the history. And you can't really have a discussion without talking about, you know, the guy who created, you know, a lot of sweat and blood, David Aguirre, and what he did down there.
Right, and you'd asked about his legacy, and to be frank, I'm not sure we know what his legacy is, right? Because he's still working, and Dinnerware is now, and if you, the Downtown Tucson had a great article about the Dinnerware being in probably its ninth iteration, its ninth incarnation now,
that's right.
Over at the old Arts Barbecue there on West 6th Street. But, I mean, David is just a... has boundless creativity and boundless ideas about, you know, what can artists can do when they get together to do work. And Dinnerware as a collective, you know, has been through a lot of different stages. Now he's reopening a gallery, doing the food truck roundups downtown and throughout
those
the community,
are, yeah,
actually,
are awesome.
Which are awesome. You know, you get to learn more about the culinary arts and eat great food. The ones that I've been
nothing wrong with that.
No, except for then, you know, you have to go work out and work it off if you're like me.
You ride your bike to the event and you ride home and you're done.
And
Brett always has the answer. Brett always has the answer.
That's why I'm the guy in the shorts and the sneakers getting ready to get on my bike.
This is true.
But and David is responsible for is the man behind the Night of a Thousand Drawings, which Caitlin mentioned earlier in the show, that's putting up the artwork on the fences along Congress Street, that where this modern streetcar construction is happening. But just a myriad of things. You can't say enough about what David has done in and for the community and for artists throughout the community.
That's wonderful. Okay, so we've done our best job of knocking you off your game a little bit here. We keep asking.
I'm not sure I have a game.
But you've got some great things you want to talk about that we haven't even touched yet. So tell us what is it that you really are passionate about downtown that's going on in downtown right now?
Well, you know, I would encourage people just to go to the warehousearts.com and learn a little bit more about all the artists in the area. There's a number of wonderful things that happen on a monthly basis from September to June. For example, there's First Saturdays downtown. The Central Tucson Gallery Association does a gallery walk every first Saturday, September through June. So June's was their art safari. They take off in the hotter months of the year, but they'll be back in September. And that really, again, as galleries both in the district and in the greater downtown area that have been around for many years. Etherton, Davis Dominguez, newer, you know, been around for a decade or so, but places like Raíces Tahrir, Conrad Wild Gallery, all of them are a part of the Central Tucson Gallery Association and showing off the work of local, regional, and national artists the first Saturday of every month.
I got a quick question for
sure.
you. Sure. Any up-and-coming local artists that you're excited about right now?
Probably too many to name, and if I were to start to list, I'd leave somebody out.
I'd
get myself in trouble. But I guess I would. I think that there are artists for every aesthetic who are in the Warehouse Arts District. The great thing about the district and the number of historic buildings that are there, that WAMO is really working with artists and business to preserve, promote, and protect for arts uses in perpetuity, is that it provides something for everyone. So, for example, Solar Culture Gallery does a four times a year community art gallery, salon style, where if you're an artist, or whether you're professional, amateur, whatever, and you'd like to show your work, they do an open call where you bring your piece down, you put it up, they have this great community celebration that's a potluck that people can come in and see all the artwork that's on the wall. Solar Culture also tends to do a lot of indie alternative music that comes through here. The only place that some of these bands stop in southern Arizona or in Arizona is at Solar Culture. It's world-renowned venue that some a lot of Tucsonans still don't know about, even though it's been around for 30
years. Where is this venue?
Solar Culture is at 31 East Tool. It's now, you know, half a block from one of the newer brew pubs in town, which is Borderlands Brewery, which has gotten a little bit of press. They tend to be open a couple days a week right now while they're getting their inventory up. But a local entrepreneur who's decided to, as Ari was talking about, bet on downtown and really start things going in there.
So if how I could big just is pipe in for one second, sure. I love Solar Culture and have been supporting it since I got here. And Steve and I is like, he's done more for the music, you know, in this town than you know, he's up there with Hotel Congress and Plush. And but it's a really, really special place. And some of the shows I've seen there have just been magical.
How big is the venue? How many people can hold?
A couple hundred. Most.
Right.
So it's really
it's tiny. Yeah.
And the parties that they throw there are great. Other spaces, I mean, we can talk about Citizens Warehouse, which is at 16th and 9th Avenue. Those are mostly studio spaces, but if you wander through during one of the two semi-annual studio tours that happen, TPAC does one in the fall, happening in November. Artists themselves organize one in the spring. Dirk Arnold has really been central around the Tucson Artist one that happens in the spring, but those studios are open for people to walk through, and you can see the myriad of art that's being produced by visual artists. Citizens, 7th Avenue Art Studios, it's real just close to there. I mean, there's just a number of places where things are going on.
And there's a lot of these like little hole-in-the-wall kind of galleries that unless you're looking, you know, you miss them.
Right, and dinner and David and Dinnerware have really been central in also doing things like pop-up galleries. So, and what that is it's not a permanent space, but when there's some place that's vacant, artists tend to move in, take it over for a little while, and make sure the space is activated until a business can come in and really recolonize, if you will,
the space, and
make use of it.
Reminiscent of the old Phantom galleries.
Right. Same principle.
Right.
Same idea.
So with the little bit of time we have left, mm-hmm. give us a sense of, here it is 2012, mm-hmm. how is it doing now compared to, say, a decade ago?
I mean, I've been here about 20 years, and I would say the arts is as vibrant as it's always been and getting more vibrant.
I think it's exploding.
It is, and people don't realize that we have as many artists per capita here as in Austin, as a San Antonio,
really?
as a San Diego. You know, the creative industry in Pima County is an $87 million industry in 2010. Those are the latest statistics that come from the arts and economic prosperity numbers that come from the Americans for the Arts. So it's a vibrant sector that really contributes to both downtown and the sense of place. We at WAML like to talk about people plus space equals place. And the people are the visual artists. They're the creative industry, architects, graphic designers, and all of that. The spaces are those historic warehouses, which we also believe we really need to preserve and restore.
Those places have a soul.
They have a soul. They have a history. I mean, we are working with our partners at the city to restore the Steinfeld Warehouse, which built in 1906, the best surviving example of a railroad era building, that if we had allowed that to be destroyed, a significant part of Tucson culture would have been gone.
Absolutely.
That's true of all of these warehouses where the artists are in right now that are being reborn through arts uses.
That's wonderful. Well, we really, really, really appreciate what you guys are doing.
You guys are
the folks to make Tucson a great place to live because of your passion and what you're doing with your passion. So thanks for coming on with us today.
Thanks so much for having us.
Absolutely. And folks, please go down and support these guys. They're doing great things for Tucson. Here it is on the Fred and Jeff Show. That Sunday show went quick, Fred.
Yes, it did.
Real quick. So folks, tune in next week here on 104.1 The Truth. And do we know who we're going to talk to next week?
No, I don't.
Okay, so if you could name our guest next week, we're going to give you a dozen roses. Email it to Fred at fredandjeff.com. Have a great week, folks.